Chapter 4. Flowers. Who will master this world in the realms of Yama and the gods? Who will select a well-taught Dharma teaching as a skilled person selects a flower? One in training will master this world in the realms of Yama and the gods. One in training will select a well-taught Dharma teaching as a skilled person selects a flower. Knowing this body is like foam, fully awake to its mirage-like nature, cutting off Mara's flowers, one goes unseen by the king of death. Death sweeps away the person obsessed with gathering flowers, as a great flood sweeps away a sleeping village. The person obsessed with gathering flowers, insatiable for sense pleasures, is under the sway of death. As a bee gathers nectar and moves on without harming the flower, its color, or its fragrance, just so should a sage walk through a village. Do not consider the faults of others, or what they have or haven't done. Consider rather what you yourself have or haven't done. Like a beautiful flower, brightly colored but lacking scent, so are well-spoken words fruitless when not carried out. Like a beautiful flower, brightly colored and with scent, so are well-spoken words fruitful when carried out. Just as from a heap of flowers many garlands can be made, so you, with your mortal life, should do many skillful things. The scent of flowers, sandalwood, jasmine, and rosebay, doesn't go against the wind, but the scent of a virtuous person does travel against the wind. It spreads in all directions. The scent of virtue is unsurpassed even by sandalwood, rosebay, water lily, and jasmine. Slight is the scent of rosebay and sandalwood, but the scent of the virtuous is supreme, drifting even to the gods. Mara does not find the path of those endowed with virtue, living with vigilance, and freed by right understanding. As a sweet-smelling lotus, pleasing to the heart, may grow in a heap of rubbish discarded along the highway, so a disciple of the fully awakened one shines with wisdom amid the rubbish heap of blind, common people.